Mr. Vice President, Madam High Commissioner, we thank you for your report, which shows that grave violations and abuses continue in many countries. Civic space is under intense pressure. Human rights defenders often pay a heavy price for their activities. Madam Bachelet, we encourage you to continue documenting and reporting on the East and Horn of Africa, while 6 out of 11 countries of defenders' core mandate are on the Council's agenda. Your universal mandate allows you to report on violations whenever they happen. In Kenya, concerns are mounting ahead of the election. We stress the need for scrutiny of, among others, Algeria, Cameroon, Egypt, Mozambique, Nigeria, the Greater Sahel, Tunisia, and Zimbabwe. Attention to these situations is vital to contribute on human rights compatible solutions and to increase the cost of violation for government and for any other actor committing abuses. We encourage you to operationalize Resolution 45/31 by strengthening the work of your office regarding early warning signs, prevention, and the risk of human rights emergencies. In this regard, could intersessional briefings be used more often to bring information to the attention of the Council? On a good, positive note, I urge the Council members and generally the heads of government to follow the good example set by Madam Suluhu Hassan of Tanzania by becoming the first human rights defender of the head of state by joining the human rights defenders community in Tanzania. We celebrate